Oh, Nigel, 2 minutes away from getting to extra time, but sum up your emotions right now.
Disappointed that we haven't at least taken it to extra time, and over the two games, disappointed that we haven't won one of them. You know, we were patient tonight. The goal, the first goal is, you know, a stunning free kick. There's not much you can do about that. But we hung on in there, we stayed composed, and we just said to them at half time, just keep it. If we get one goal, the whole game will change. When we made the substitutions, we got that goal. I thought we had a chance to win it in normal time.
What was the difference overall, do you think?
Quality. Just Eriksen, really, and one or two Harry Kane's pass for the second goal as well. It usually tells in the end, especially over two games, you know, over whatever it is, 180 minutes, I don't know. That sort of thing can just come out. And it's just a little bit too much, but if they'd have played us off the park twice and we'd have lost 3-4 nil or whatever, we'd hold our hands up and say they're much better than us, and they are. But to be that close in some ways makes it worse.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. When you started making the changes, I'm thinking, has he got one eye on Swindon here when Doyle comes off and Campbell Rice? Were you thinking about the weekend with those changes?
Not at all. Michael Doyle had been booked a couple of times. He couldn't make a challenge chasing back. So that was the reason for him coming off. And then didn't think Mark McNulty or Jam were as effective as they had been up there tonight. So might as well throw a different sort of problem at them. Che Adams, Murph up top and Michael Higden. So, and it caused them problems.
What a night for Che Adams, playing at Ilkeston not too long ago, and here he's getting a couple against Spurs.
I know, yeah, we just had a little go at him for when he scored his first goal. He's off in the corner on his knees. He should be running, getting the ball out of the net, putting it back on the centre spot because we need another goal. Yeah. So he's got to learn little things like that. But great night for him, two goals. We've said all along he's got a lot of potential. Long way to go yet, but we like what we see with him.
I heard a caller on our programme a few minutes ago saying he's got to start on Saturday now, Che Adams. Is he getting close to a start, or is it still a way off?
Yeah, well, he came on second half against Southampton, played in the quarter-final. He would have played in the FA Cup games, but he's cup-tied, so that's been held him back a little bit. But, yeah, how many league games have got left? 20-odd. He'll play in some of those, don't worry.
I just wonder if you feel, if you had gone to extra time, whether the game was yours, because it felt like you had momentum. The crowd was with you, and it was that kind of old Sheffield United tradition of really going at a team in the cup.
Yeah, I think the crowd, everybody couldn't give any more than they gave tonight. But it did feel like that. You know, we've heard about those days in the cups when the full houses and everything. We thought our best chance of winning it was in normal time, you know, when they were rocking. We've made our substitutions. We've got a couple of people shattered. I think Ryan Flynn, one of them especially, not played much or trained at all. So I think we had to go for it in that last 5 or 10 minutes. But we still had people back there. It wasn't as if we got caught out totally. It was just a great pass and a great finish.
Pochettino, all the way through, has been very respectful towards Sheffield United. I noticed I had a fairly long chat with you at the end. What did he say?
He said congratulations. I said congratulations to him first, and he reciprocated that. I think he's obviously an extremely good manager, but I think he's a very, very good man as well. And he's treated all the staff and everybody here with great respect over the two games. Congratulations to him. It makes it a little bit easier when you lose to somebody as classy as him.
Not too long to wait before another cup title to look forward to now.
Brilliant. Once we've recovered, top of the league Saturday, or the top Swindon, very close to it. And then Preston with Manchester United at stake. I think sometimes you can say, well, that's it now, the season's over, when you lose a semi-final. It's not for us. It's just starting in some ways, the second half of the season. Brayford, Coutts, Freeman, hopefully another player or two before Monday. I think we've got an awful lot to play for in the last 3 months of the season.
Any closer on that, Nigel?
Yeah, we're trying. So we're not too far away, but it might go until it might go to Monday, that one.
You were at Chesterfield last night. You were spotted there. Who were you watching? Doyle?
Well, that's funny, because somebody's got good eyes, because I was sitting at home watching Chelsea v Liverpool.
Well, someone spotted you there.
Well, I wasn't there. I was sitting at home watching Chelsea Liverpool. So somebody's making it up as usual.
I'm glad you've cleared that one up. Thanks very much. Cheers. Well done as well. Great game.
Thank you. Players should be extremely proud. We told them to walk out with their heads held high tonight, because they deserve to.
Quite right. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
There you go.